Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anubha Rohatgi with the news at 9. The headlines. Mohan Charan Majhi takes oath as Chief Minister of Odisha and Chandrababu Naidu becomes Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a visit to Italy tomorrow to participate in G7 summit. At least 40 people killed in a fire incident in Kuwait. Prime Minister and External Affairs Minister express grief. IMD predicts continuation of severe heat wave over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 5 days. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup in New York, USA were 48 for 3 in 11 overs against India. Mohan Charan Majhi was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Odisha at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar this evening. 2 Deputy Chief Ministers and 13 Ministers also took oath along with the Chief Minister. A report.
Senior BJP leader and 4-time legislator Mohan Charan Majhi today took oath as Chief Minister of Odisha. Mr. Majhi, who started his political career as a sarpanch in 1997, had a long political career of over 27 years in the state. The mega oath-taking ceremony took place at 5 this evening at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. BJP leaders Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Prabhati Parida were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers of Odisha. Suresh Pujari, Ravi Narayan Nayak, Krishna Chandra Patra, Dr. Mukesh Mahaling also took oath as Cabinet Ministers in the Mohan Majhi-led government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, many union ministers, several chief ministers of BJP-ruled states were present at the swearing-in ceremony. Ahead of his swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Majhi had said, protecting the state's pride would be the top priority of his government. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Earlier in the day, Telugu Desam Party chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna district. 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Janasena Party and 1 from the Bharatiya Janata Party, were also sworn in the Council of Ministers. We have this report.
In a grand ceremony today, Telugu Desam Party National President Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Mr. Naidu's second term as Chief Minister post-bifurcation in 2014. Following the ceremony, Chief Minister held a meeting with the newly appointed ministers at his residence in Undavalli. Portfolios might be assigned to the newly sworn-in ministers tomorrow. It is expected that Mr. Naidu will take charge as Chief Minister in State Secretariat at Amaravati tomorrow evening. Sai Sisla for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. Majhi and Mr. Naidu on taking office as Chief Minister. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy, tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit to be held on the 14th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said that this will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term.
This will be Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. It will also afford him an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South.
This will be India's 11th participation in the G7 summit and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5th consecutive participation in the summit. On 14th June, the Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session. Replying to a query, the Foreign Secretary said India will participate in the Ukraine Peace Summit, which is to be held in Switzerland at an appropriate level. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today discussed the 100-day agricultural action plan in detail with senior officials of the ministry. Mr. Chauhan told the officials that they should focus on farmer-oriented projects so that work can be done speedily. The agriculture minister gave directions to take strong steps to strengthen the country's agriculture sector. He stressed that the availability of quality fertilizers, seeds and other inputs to farmers should be ensured on priority basis. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today held the first meeting with officials of the Department of Food and Public Distribution at his office in New Delhi, along with Ministers of State B.L. Verma and Nimuben Bhambaniya. During the meeting, Mr. Joshi discussed crucial strategies and initiatives to strengthen the food distribution system, reaffirming the commitment to ensuring food security for all Indians. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued an advisory to the state, to the centre, state governments and union territory administrations to ensure widows' welfare and protection of their human rights. The commission has advised to ensure that the benefits of welfare schemes for widows reach them through a single window system. The commission said the collector and district magistrate should be made accountable for the implementation of various welfare schemes regarding food, shelter, dignity and the protection of property. In Jammu and Kashmir, another terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in the Saida Sohal village in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that one terrorist was killed earlier during the operation, which was launched last night. One CRPF Jawan also lost life in the operation. Searches were underway in the area. Amid the water crisis in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided to deploy additional district magistrate and subdivisional magistrate level officers in each zone to act as quick response team to provide water tankers and resolution of water-related complaints. In a related development, the Supreme Court today rebuked the Delhi government over the prevalence of the tanker mafia and water wastage in the national capital. The Supreme Court asked about the measures that have been taken against them. Meanwhile, Haryana's Minister of State for Irrigation and Water Resources, Dr. Abhay Singh Yadav, said that Haryana is giving sufficient quantity of water to Delhi. In Gujarat, more than 5.31 lakh girl students of class 10 and 12 have registered to receive assistance under the Namo Lakshmi Yojana. Briefing media today, spokesperson Minister Rishikesh Patel said the Namo Lakshmi Yojana will be implemented from the new academic session to provide financial assistance to girl students studying in secondary and higher secondary. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Kuwait, 49 people have been killed and more than 50 other injured in a devastating fire incident in the city of Mangaf. Officials reported that the blaze started in a kitchen and quickly spread through the building. Among the deceased, 10 are Indian nationals, including 5 from Kerala. The building housed approximately 195 labourers, many from Kerala and Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed sadness at the fire mishap in Kuwait City. In his message, Mr. Modi said his thoughts are with all those who have lost their near and dear ones. He prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. He added that the Indian Embassy in Kuwait is closely monitoring the situation and working with the authorities there to assist the affected. The External Affairs Ministry said that as directed by the Prime Minister, Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, is urgently travelling to Kuwait to oversee assistance to those injured in the fire tragedy. He will coordinate with local authorities for early repatriation of mortal remains of those who have died in the incident. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has also expressed deep shock over the incident. Meanwhile, Indian Ambassador to Kuwait, Adarsh Swaika, visited different hospitals to meet Indians injured in the incident. The embassy has also released an emergency helpline number, +965 6550 5246. In a social media post, the embassy also reiterated its commitment to provide all possible assistance to those affected. In a related development, the Tamil Nadu government has also set up a helpline to assist those who need help in Kuwait. The phone numbers are +91 800 309 3793 and +91 80 6900 9900. Severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 4 to 5 days. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has also predicted heat wave conditions over some pockets of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and Odisha. It said there will be no significant change in maximum temperatures over East India during the next 3 days. On the other hand, the southwest monsoon further advanced into some more parts of Maharashtra, entire Telangana and some more parts of Chhattisgarh today. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. Uttar Pradesh is reeling under the scorching sun and temperature is breaking records with every passing day. Even nights have become unusually warmer and there is no respite from the heat at night time as well. The maximum temperature in most of the districts has reached around 45 degrees Celsius. In the last 24 hours, the highest maximum temperature of 47.5 degrees Celsius was recorded in Kanpur. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, is observing Nasha Mukt Bharat Pakhawada from today to the 26th of this month across the country to mark International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The aim of this observance is to create awareness amongst the public regarding the ill effects of the drug menace. The NCB, in a statement, said that it has set a vision to encourage more and more citizens to take the e-pledge against drug abuse. The Haryana government has simplified marriage registration process in the state and has designated city magistrate, tehsildar, naib tehsildar, block development panchayat officer and gram sachiv as marriage registrars in rural areas. Earlier, only the tehsildar had the authority to register marriages at the rural level. Similarly, joint commissioner, executive officer, secretary, city committee, tehsildar, naib tehsildar will be designated registrars for urban areas. A United Nations Commission of Inquiry has said both Israel and Hamas committed war crimes and grave violations of international law during the first months of the Israel-Hamas war that started on 7th October 2023. The findings are from two parallel reports, one focusing on Hamas attacks on 7th October 2023 and another on Israel's military response. The expert panel was commissioned by the UN-backed Human Rights Council to look into rights violations and abuses in Israel and the Palestinian areas it controls. Indian benchmark stock indices closed with modest gains today. The rupee locked marginal loss. A report from the business desk.
The Sensex rose 150 points or 0.2% to close at 76,607. Nifty gained 58 points or 0.25% to settle at 23,323. In the NSE Nifty, 168 companies hit their 52-week high, 10 hit their 52-week low. In the Forex market, the Indian rupee ended at 83 rupees and 55 paise against the US dollar. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading at $82.77 per barrel when reports last came.
Moving on to sports, in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, USA were 81 for 5 in 15 overs against India at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York when reports last came in. Earlier, India skipper Rohit Sharma won the toss and decided to bowl. Both the teams were undefeated in their previous two outings. The men in blue secured wins against Pakistan and Ireland, while USA triumphed over Canada and Pakistan. India sits comfortably atop the points table, boasting a superior net run rate, while USA stands second. In the Australian Open BWF Super 500 badminton tournament in Sydney, India's ace shuttler H.S. Pranoy today beat world number 49, Yegor Coelho of Brazil, 21-10, 23-21, to move to the second round of the men's singles. With this win, world number 10 Pranoy will now clash with world number 53, Misha Zilberman of Israel, in the round of 16. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Mohan Charan Majhi takes oath as Chief Minister of Odisha. N. Chandrababu Naidu becomes Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a visit to Italy tomorrow to participate in G7 summit. 49 people killed in a fire incident in Kuwait. Prime Minister and External Affairs Minister express grief. IMD predicts continuation of severe heat wave over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand during next 5 days. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, in New York, USA were 81 for 5 in 15 overs against India. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.